The following presentation is from North Pine Baptist Church. We trust that it will help you learn more about God and His message for the world. For more information and to connect with us, visit npbc.org.au.
I was raised up as a Muslim in a Muslim family. Learned all the Muslim prayers and everything. So it was nominal, but still we were kind of strict Muslims. You're Muslim, so that's the call. I went to special needs school. Then I went and entered into the Uzbek State Conservatory and then spent 2 years in the Soviet Army. So that's more. 18 years old, and 18 years old, so we just had a lot of fun living around with each other. Anyway, I got married in 1989 to a beautiful lady called Hira. I was from Australia. Then she became Hira Discipline. It was our first marriage in 1989. Then in the same year, our daughter was born. I was very young, as of 6, basically the three that I was in grade four. So I actually last year I played for a beautiful wedding proposal for a couple. So I have good news for you because there is no money left. The good news. The good news is we all going to die. Yeah, here we are. So let's get good. That's another one too. I don't know if my daughter would say, "Dad, give me some photos of it." And I have bad news for you. The bad news is, in heaven, you will only need one subject for the best teachers. Sorry, best teachers. The only one subject you will need in heaven is music. It's true. You only need music. Any other subject, music, nothing. Yes, what a glorious time it will be. Always saying you going to that practice of worship and instruments and whatever instrument it is, they're going to start practicing them. I'm going to play for you a little clip. Well, it may sound to be wrong, but I would like you to just go inside of this music and think, what is it? There is something special in this music. I'm saying, if you can visualize it, because it's played by two cello players, and it's called cello band. I'm listening to classical music for the first time. It's really much a lot of love. It means an instrument, each other, then pass out with an air that's taken. What a book. I can't stop crying and crying. There's the music coming to you, come from God's love, amazing performance. These two guys are having their best life. So, I'm impressed. but you just believe in him. Everybody just believe it. And you know what? The first commitment I thought is done by John, who calls himself Metallica fan, who never ever listened to classical music before. So why the musical duty of Franz Sebastian Bach is so mesmerizing and music, because in time with this music, but really is almost universally liked. The outer life of Bach's devotion to God, he was a devout Christian. And the third thing to write is a reflection of this Christian view. Did you know that Bach was a young daughter and he had three sons, and that his wife was a daughter? Then he and his second wife, Anna Magdalena, was four more daughters. And three sons, 11 children died. Many researchers have wondered how did Bach manage to survive these losses? Why didn't he stop breathing? Why didn't he unstop? And most importantly, how could he continue to write music? 11 children died, his first wife was in that place. He wrote music, and that is cherished for its massive concept of the most beautiful music the world has ever experienced. Do you know how to put it? I'll tell you. Because at the end of this score, or at every single score he would write, he wrote, "Soli Deo Gloria, glory to the Lord of God." At the end of his score. And at the beginning, he wrote, "Lord God." That is why you can only play Bach music by praying, and you play it like you're doing a prayer. The only music you open, there is a message in this good music. He wrote this one. So this is great. Music should have no other aim and or motivation than to be to the glory of God and the recreation of the human spirit. So this is not taken into consideration. This Christian worldview remains uncompromised by Bach and most of his music. And that's why he's actually one of my favorite hero. So, maybe I'm still at work on a music and I've lost the practice all the time. I don't know why. But I know why. But it's Bach. To understand the music of Bach, one must first of all realize that never did the great name of Christian music ever sing in itself. The idea of pure music was politicized. Recently, someone from the Soviet Union said, apparently, Steinway, they designed a new piano for the worship band. That's a new piano for the worship band. So, well, you don't need any more keys for that, don't you? They just repeat and do it all the time. Colossians 3:17, and whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father for the Lord. That's what this means. That you take it to the Lord to do the God. 1 Corinthians 10:31, therefore, whether you eat or drink, or whatever you do all to the glory of God. This is the word. I have always kept one end of your ability to come back and wherever you're able to take me to the corner of God. Always. To the way always. In order to believe gospel messages, his music goes back to his symbolism, which was quite popular during the Baroque time. Many research papers done to support this theory. And I'm going to work from was a lecturer delivered at the Library of Congress Festival in 1956. Bach's famous St. Basil's Passion in Judas, Iowa, "Give me back, my Lord, I pray you." There is a motif of violence with the second line, and the horizontal line that converts the picture of the Greek line. It's symbolized, of course, by Jesus to say, this is music. So people would understand what that means. I know, before for you guys, you know, look at this. The poor little dog at me, but for the music, you know, the context of that. That would be the message. Here's another symbolism in his music. I understand that the context of his music gives me as a musician the right to interpret music when I see it, and when I see the ground of the composer and what he's gone through. This is an original manuscript written by Bach, which is his handwriting. Okay. For you, it's just for religious life, God, and for the way you can see it, and the difference. That composition is the most important one to receive this. Can you see it? Can you see it? All of us. Christ is all to me. I think it's about saying this little fragment from this music. Yeah, I can. Feel the joy and the atmosphere of rejoicing in Christ. You know, that's what to me this interpretation is. Here's a numerical also from the visual symbolism of his music. He used also numerical symbols to, for example, like six box trees, six particles, six tobaccos, basically all numbers, and not six, because God created the world in 6 days. And here's another, from the numerical point of view. It's also, I think it's this from the actual paper, the citation. When is the most attached to Jesus, the last part of the camp of the defense, after the word, with you all the week, for this is my blood of the New Testament. The days that happen, which is also the days that happen, to this deepest thing here, consists of 160 minutes. Apparently, that's the first which is the only one from the Testament, the cup of salvation, which is fitted with an earthquake. I will take the cup of salvation to go up and down and to do it. That is the mission. So then it's just another submission. My personal encounter with God was well before that phase. So when I became a Christian in 1999, I started to see it as a business group. I defined my faith because of my most family, and then I started to study. And then when I started, I started to publish myself in Sydney, and in 2000, I started to play that game. It's called Woodwood Blind in the city. It's a beautiful place, and I got that floor, which is the floor, the boutique, the beautiful sculpture on it. From October to December, they play their time of deciding $70 an hour, so it's really good money, really good money. So anyway, I was playing as a young Christian, and I thought, I'm going to play now for all these people standing around, and I want to serve the Lord, and I play, and I'm trying to please people, and I was, So I played, and then at some point, I just quit. And I realized, I was trying to please people so much.
Thanks for joining us for this presentation from North Pine Baptist Church. For more information and to connect with us, visit npbc.org.au.